Well, 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 do we have a show today? Talk about a pulling at your heartstrings day yesterday for all you Chiefs fans. Should have seen it coming, I believe. How about we start off with Craig Carton? Yay or nay?
What happened?
Well, he says, if I'm a Chiefs fan, I hate this trade.
No, I think
McDuffie is their best defensive back. So how did you get better? You got worse today.
Yeah, that's somebody who doesn't have a clue. And honest to God, and I like Craig Carton. I think he's very entertaining. But, you know, those guys sometimes don't have a clue as to what's going on when, you know, you're talking about your own individual team, because that's a low hanging fruit take right there. It really is. Oh, they traded Trent McDuffie. We've been telling you they were going to trade Trent McDuffie. Have we been talking about this before the season even ended, guys? Mm-hmm. I mean, because this was one that I've been telling you it was going to be happening, and it did. And I think yesterday, for a Chiefs fan, when you look at this trade, yeah, you're upset that Trent McDuffie's gone. I know a lot of ladies in town are very upset Trent McDuffie's gone as well. But I will say this, the Chiefs had to trade Trent McDuffie. That was their biggest trade piece that they had the opportunity to get rid of and to make their organization better going forward. I think with the Rams right now, you know what they think about draft picks, and they're always in the let's win it now mode. And with Matthew Stafford potentially one more year, they're going quote unquote all in to try to win that final Super Bowl in Matthew Stafford's what could be his final year in LA. So they're going all in. And the Chiefs right now, as we've talked about all offseason long, they have holes. And I think most Chiefs fans, and correct me if I'm wrong, guys, I didn't see many people upset about this trade yesterday. I saw a lot of people very excited about this trade, because this is exactly what you need to do in the NFL to stay relevant, to stay good, and to keep your roster turning over. You can't trade guys like, you know, Jawan Taylor, because you're not going to get anything in return. You have to trade guys like Trent McDuffie. I thought it was the perfect trade yesterday for the Chiefs, and it starts to set them up now for what could be a wild offseason, because I just don't believe we're done. I don't think that's the only move that we're going to make, and who knows what this organization can do now with this arsenal of draft picks they just got back from the Rams in return for Trent McDuffie.
Right, and I say you should have seen it coming. Marcus Peters, how'd that work out?
Terrible.
Well, I'm talking about how it ended.
Great for the Chiefs. Right. Yeah, great absolutely. Chiefs. Great
via,
for the Chiefs.
Via
yeah,
what? Yeah. How they got rid of via trade.
Yeah,
right
exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Christian Fulton, Travarius Ward, didn't trade him, but did not sign him in the offseason, got a massive contract, and as soon as he got paid by the San Francisco 49ers, everyone's like, yeah, I wouldn't have paid that.
Right.
Right? Mm-hmm. Who's after him? Oh, yeah. L'Jarius Sneed?
Right, yep.
How'd that work out?
Perfect. Yeah. Okay.
Has he played 10 games since he left Kansas City?
I don't know. Has he?
I don't think so.
And I don't think he has.
Yeah, cutting
he's going to be
way.
Gone. Yes. Yeah, they got nothing for that guy.
Nope.
Yeah, cut him. I might take it back. And then
if he's a free agent, sure. Why the hell
for
not?
$0?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right. Yeah.
And then Trent McDuffie.
Yeah.
Again, I know that like
Kendall Fuller as well.
Another one.
Yep.
And that's like one of those things where like, boy, Brett Veach told you yesterday, it doesn't matter how good you are, how legendary you might have been with your time in Kansas City. If you are a defensive back and you are good, I am going to get the most value out of you, and it's not going to be a contract.
Right.
Talk to you later.
Because I think a lot of people, I mean, not throwing Bob under the bus, but he had a theory when he had that photo that came out, and it was like Chris Jones, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Trent McDuffie, and he's like, dude, McDuffie's getting a contract. Because look, he's in this picture of the team, right?
Well, it was 2 years ago. I was told by people in the organization, hey, whatever you can do to help Trent out, get him involved in the community. He's part of our future. He's part of what we want as our next pillar.
Not anymore. He's
But things change. Yeah. I mean, things ultimately change. You go 6-11. You start to get age on the roster. You don't have many draft picks. You need to turn the roster over. You have to go out there and maximize everything that you want to do, and you have to maximize your players on your roster. And going into next season, Trent McDuffie is obviously more valuable to the Chiefs being available to be traded than he would be on that roster. And that's not to say that the Chiefs don't care about the defensive back position and they're not going to have anybody play defensive back. They'll figure this whole thing out. But when you go 6-11 in the heyday of Patrick Mahomes's window of trying to win championships, you got to figure it out and get back on the right track, because you can't have another 6-11 type of season next year. And the only way to do that is to turn over the roster, guys. I mean, we've talked basically since the season ended, right, about how many holes are on this roster and how we're going to fix all these holes. And I feel like the more conversations we've had about this football team, the more holes we've discovered on this roster this offseason, right? Is that fair to say, like, you start to say, oh my God, that's actually old. This is actually old. Mm-hmm. How do you figure that? How do you fix those? You got to get young players in here. You got to get fresh players in here. You got to get new players in here. And you've got to constantly turn over that roster. And the only way you're going to get a great trade, you know, package back in return is to trade somebody that is good. I mean, Royals fans, you say, just trade Hochaver or trade this, trade Francoeur. You're not going to get anything for those guys. Mm-hmm. The only players you get stuff for are players that are valuable. And Trent McDuffie was the most valuable player on this roster. And I think the Chiefs did a really nice job. Now, what they do with those picks will determine how this trade ultimately plays out. But what they were able to get yesterday in return for Trent McDuffie, I think that's a big win for this organization that's pretty much drafted very good for the better part of the last 10 years.
Yeah, I think that when you look at what this trade, you know, does for the Chiefs is a lot of what you just said without saying the same thing. It loads you up for control.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's one thing that, like, the Chiefs kind of needed in this whole situation with what they had last year and going into this year, because the league is evolving and things are getting, you know, obviously more and more advanced in the NFL. And yes, Trent McDuffie is a superstar. He's an all-pro corner. He's a slot corner. Okay, he's really good at it. He's going to make a lot of money, ton of money.
Yeah, $30 million in guaranteed or something he's going to get from the Rams.
But here's the thing, because we talk about this all the time without even knowing what we're talking about. We always say, what are the most important positions on the field? And never once, and this is a discredit to anybody here in these rooms, no one ever says corner.
Nobody ever does, no.
They say edge, tackle, quarterback, wide receiver. You know, then it's like, I would listen to, like, corner, right? Like, then you'd be like, okay, cool. When you go 6-11, and you have a bunch of holes on your team, you do the same thing that we do on this show. All right, where can we immediately get better? Well, we're a bad team, and we're not going to pay a slot corner. It sucks that that's the position he plays, and I wish him nothing but the best wherever, you know, they were to go. Now it's going to be the Rams. But again, like, that's where you have to look at your team's value. And like we said yesterday, lean into the trust of Brett Veach. There's one thing that screams great trade in this for me, and that's the fact that, yes, Brett Veach is gambling once again, but when you've gone to the well four times prior to this and it's worked out all four times, you have to give that man some credibility. Now, we can get on the wide receiver drafts. We can get on running back drafts. That's fine. You can have, you're not going to be perfect. You're not going to be 100%. But man, he has been 100% on corners.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that he has been very good at is managing a checkbook here. Why is Pioli not here? Or why is Dorsey not here? That was his big thing. Could Dorsey draft like a son of a gun?
Hell yeah,
you better believe it.
Yeah.
But could he pay these guys? No.
And he probably would have paid Trent McDuffie.
Because
you know?
He pays with his heart. At the end of the day, Brett Veach, it's a business. One of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Been fortunate enough to meet him a couple times. But man, he is cutthroat when it comes to cutting the checks on this team. And Trent McDuffie, unfortunately, goes back to the old narrative of how can you be what the Patriots dynasty was, and that is there are going to be moves that are going to be like, damn, that sucks. But then when you kind of educate those people outside of your heartstrings and say, here's the deal, guys. We now have two picks in the first round, one of them being the ninth, the other one being the 29th. Then you have a 40th pick. You have three picks in the top 40 in a draft, plus in next year's draft when it's loaded, you have a third-round pick.
Yeah, that's a great pick.
And depending on what the Rams do, obviously, this year, they're all in. That's what that move tells you, is that what Mack had said yesterday. Look, like, Stafford's window is next year, and then that might be it. Mm-hmm. So they're going to make these moves, and they needed this position more than the Chiefs needed Trent McDuffie, well, I mean, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the Chiefs went 6-11 last year with Trent McDuffie. They did. And so that is a proven fact. They went 6-11 last year with Trent McDuffie. So you can't run back the situation again. You have to make those drastic changes. And that's what the NFL is all about. The team that is willing to make the drastic changes and the team that is willing to take the hits from the national media saying that this is a bad trade for the Chiefs because they got rid of Trent McDuffie. They were 6-11 last year with Trent McDuffie. It is time to turn this roster over. And this isn't a day to say anything negative about him, because I think he's ultimately comes out as, in my opinion, has been the most perfect player in Kansas City. I mean, you had him for 4 years. He was an all-pro. He went to three Super Bowls. Like, you talk about accomplishments by this guy. He was outstanding here.
If he was applying for a job, yeah, they wouldn't call his last employment. They would just be like,
we're hiring
you. How we ask people about the Jeremiah Love stuff at the combine, like, is it all what they say true?
Yeah.
That's what they would do, and they call Andy Reid, like, is all this stuff about McDuffie?
Yeah, dude, he's awesome.
Okay, thanks, have a good day.
Yeah, we're not trading him because he's a bad player. We're trading because we need to move forward as an organization, and this is the best way for us to move forward as an organization to get the most back in return to turn the roster over. Because going into this draft, correct me if I'm wrong, they had 6 picks, right, going into this draft. Okay, that's
six,
not that, 6-7 picks. Not a lot. And I think what you look at, you have to ask yourself, are they just 6 rookies away from being 11-6 as opposed to 6-11? The answer to that question is probably no. They need more than 6 different players on this roster. And you're talking about 6 draft picks. That, how many of them are in the 5th, 6th, and 7th rounds? You know, like, so you need to have high first day. And I consider the first 3 rounds the first day of the draft, because that's what it, you know, was back in the day. The first 3 rounds, those are where you really build your team. I remember having conversations with Gunther Cunningham, and he told me one time, he goes, look, if you don't have first day picks on your squad, you are not going to be a good football team. And you start to look at the rosters of first, second, and third round picks, and how many of them are impact players on every roster in the NFL. And if you don't have those guys making a difference, you're kind of up a creek without a paddle. And so the Chiefs are doing what seems to be a hard thing at this point in time, but it's the absolute right thing. And I look back and I go, maybe it would have been better off if they traded Chris Jones too. I mean, that's the guy that they held on to. And there's a lot of complaining about Chris Jones right now here in Kansas City. So you have to be able to make that move that, yes, in the moment it stinks, but at the end of the day, it's great. Remember the last time they made a move like this? There was a guy named Tyreek Hill here in Kansas City. They traded him. You know who they got back in return? Basically, Trent McDuffie. They got back in return. That trade was worth it. Every single second of that trade of getting Tyreek Hill to Miami and getting those picks back turned into 3 straight Super Bowls for this organization, 2 Super Bowl championships, and that's the kind of trade that the Chiefs are making again. I look at Trent McDuffie and I say to myself, man, they got everything and more they could have out of Trent McDuffie, and then they traded him, and you combine all the picks together, and they essentially got the 20th pick in the draft coming up with all of those picks, which is one pick better than where they picked Trent McDuffie. And so when you look at all of that, man, you talk about maximizing the value of an individual player. The Kansas City Chiefs maximized Trent McDuffie maybe more than they've ever maximized anybody on their roster, because they got great play out of him, they got championships out of him, and then they got a haul out of him before they had to pay him. It was a beautiful execution of how you kind of work a star player, I think anyway, in your system.
You know how you know Trent McDuffie was perfect here? Because everybody understands the move, but everybody dislikes the move.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Nobody's exactly. Like, get him out of here.
Right, no.
None of that.
No.
None of this.
None of that at all.
And nobody's going, we gave him what? We gave him what?
Yeah.
And we got what? It's, damn, I get it, but God, I really like that guy.
Yeah, right, so, yeah. I think it's a win for both teams. I really 100%. Do, yeah.
100%. And it could be even a bigger win for the Chiefs, depending on what they do with those picks. We'll discuss this as we go on. Plus, we dive into our guy, Nate Taylor, who had some stuff yesterday to say about it, here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Bob Fesco.
Out of anybody should talk, he should never grab a microphone.
And Dusty Likens.
His ass is foul of all foul.
Weekdays 6 to 10. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. 96.5 The Fan.